Good morning. Today's scripture comes from John 11, 17 through 27. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of the God, the one coming into the world."
These beloved people that have transitioned from this life. Their images move us, don't they? They remind us of our own grief. They remind us of our joy. They remind us of love. Their lives mattered tremendously to all of us. And so we celebrate them. We miss them today. We remember them today. We yet grieve them today, regardless of how long it's been since they've been gone. And can we not plead like Martha and say to Jesus, if you had been here, Jesus, our beloved would not have died. And indeed, many of us may believe that the day is coming when Jesus returns and death will no longer be a thing. The promises are many in the Bible that inspire us to believe that there will be an experience very different from the one we know today. Martha was calling it the last day, and you may call it the end of times or the second coming or the rapture or heaven, eternal beyond. We have this encouragement and this hopeful idea that there is a day waiting for us when we will all be united with all of our dearly beloved who have gone before. Thanks be to God. We look forward to that day. But I ask you, what about today? Does it really do us any good to be told that it's just going to be all right? Really? What do any of us know of the future? And what are we supposed to do with this pain that we feel right now? What of this sorrow? How do we traverse the very peculiar and surprising journey of grief? It is complicated. And grief, I mean, it can just waylay you at the most inopportune times. And so we need something today to hold on to, because grief can feel like a gut punch. Many of our beloved friends and family pictured here, we're suffering. And we do find some comfort in knowing that they are not in pain anymore. They are in a better place, as so many of us may say. But they left us behind, and that hurts. I mean, maybe it was a peculiar sense of humor that will never be replaced. Maybe it was really wise counsel that you feel lost without. And we're sorry that there will never be any more memories made with these friends and family members. We want them to be a part of our celebrations, and we even want them to be a part of the sorrow that we feel that they're gone. What are we supposed to do with all of that today, right here, this side of heaven? There's a lot of mystery in this, my friends, and we don't have a complete answer. I don't think the answer is complete. This side of the grave. But we can believe. And when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, he is really offering us comfort for this moment, right here, right now. Jesus is the resurrection today. Many of you know the rest of this story that we're remembering through the season of Lent. So here's a spoiler alert. I'm going to summarize it. Jesus dies a really brutal death, and 3 days later, his tomb is empty. And then his disciples report stories of seeing him in flesh and blood, eating and drinking with them and serving them communion. Yes, Christians believe that Jesus lived again in a resurrected body. And maybe that's all that Jesus is saying to Martha in this story, that he will be the first to experience resurrection. But from what I believe about Jesus, I believe, and I hope you will believe with me, that Jesus walked and taught and lived to bring love, peace, and hope to the world that he was living in his day, and to the world that we are living in today, right there and right then, and right here and right now. I think there is such depth to what Jesus is saying when he claims to be the resurrection and the life. Jesus is saying, Martha, you are looking at the resurrection and the life right now. And Martha is radically transformed in the moment. She is dramatically moved from her sorrow and her grief, from her little twinge of anger we might hear in there, her resigned acceptance that she will have to wait until the very last day to see her beloved brother again. And then she recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Christ. Martha is fundamentally changed. And Jesus is saying to us right now that he is the resurrection and the life, which means our beloved ones have only experienced death according to what we can know, what we can see and experience. But they live. And my friends, you too are spared the eternal consequence of death, so that you can live fully, freely today. You can live this life that is promised of redeemed and restored humanity. We can experience newness of life filled with love and peace and hope in this moment, in this messy, broken world, in this seeming reality. So keep your hearts tuned for resurrection sightings. When you live in the legacy of integrity, when you witness true grit, when you adopt the passion for service that your beloved embodied, you experience communion with their spirit. When you remember them with laughter and joy and with tears and longing, you will see their likeness in each other. And when you long to be in their company, then we all need to open our hearts to believe that our beloveds are present with us and they are loving us, not from beyond the grave, but from within our hearts and theirs right now and right here. Amen.